Hey guys, you may notice that we are missing a third of our hosts. We needed to create a modified intro for this episode that's dropping this week, and Vivi is not with us this week. So it's just Jimbo and I. Our episode was very long, so what we're going to do is break it up into three segments. So we need another intro. And as always, we're going to kick off with thanking our partner, 002. They have three upcoming tournaments, starting with Waco and then going over to Horseshoe Bay. So don't forget to go to pickleballbrackets.com and use our deal code, DILL, to get a discount. And we have some big news, right?
Yeah, we do have big news. We're partnering with Hands Pickleball. Hands, HANDZ. Check out their website and their social medias. Platforms. They have balls, they have paddles, they have bags, shirts, hats, just all kinds of gear. We're looking to drop some fun content, trying out some of their gear, some of their equipment. Go to their website, use our discount code. It's DILL10, DILL10. And Hands is also partnering with Texas Pickle Hall, which is going to be a new state-of-the-art indoor pickleball facility here in San Antonio. So we're looking forward to some groundbreaking for that facility. Check out their social media, Texas Pickle Hall. Check out their website, texaspicklehall.com. Get some more info on what's going down with the Pickle Hall. So thanks, guys.
All right, and here we go with our episode. Thank you.
Thanks.
Because then I can go into some.
Well, I mean, we've run out of time. Like, I think we all have a lot of hate
I
in
have
our hearts.
Two hate and I have two players that I just
Let's hear it. Who do you hate?
Are
who
we
do
doing
you hate?
This?
No, you don't. I mean, you don't have to.
Well, we know that I really don't like Kaden.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I really don't like Anne Lee. Mm. And I think that, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous to say this. I'm scared.
Is this a prediction?
No, this is just me saying I don't like these players. Hayden, I won't get into it, but Anne Lee, she would not be as famous as she was if she was not 16 years old.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that definitely helps the storyline.
Yeah, I just, sure. You know, I feel like it's fine if, you know, you want to do, if you want to be, you know, she's the number one player, but I think it's gone way too far. I feel like a lot of the things that she's accomplished are really, really too much.
What do you mean? Why do you finger quote accomplished? If you're not watching, she did the bunny ears accomplished. Like, those are true. Like, she does have those triple crowns.
No. I'm not even talking about pickleball right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about she has her master class. We know that. Yeah. I feel like that's so for why are we not using like Ben? Why does it have to be Anne Lee? Why does it have to be Anne Lee in every single commercial? Like there are other girls, and I feel like that it makes she takes so much spotlight away from so many other players. It literally makes me so upset.
Can I tell you why I think that's why, or do you want to?
No, go ahead.
What are we doing? Like, how long is this show gonna be?
It's 28 minutes right now.
Okay,
timekeeper.
But I think that pickleball knows, like, they have captured the attention and they have the audience of the, you know, 40 plus, like, you know, maybe 50 plus, maybe 60 plus. But I think that Anna Lee is, you know, I mean, they need a younger crowd watching pickleball, like, for it to be sustainable. Like, they need a younger crowd that's going to start watching pickleball and continue to watch pickleball. Because sooner or later, like, this older crowd is gonna like stop watching it, and after that, who's gonna watch, you know? And I think Anna Lee does a lot for, you know, for 16-year-old.
I don't. Maybe not. No. I don't. And that's because I obviously haven't met every junior, but I have met every junior that plays in next gen, and I know that none of them actually really care about Anna Lee and how she's 16 years old, and they're not like. I started playing pickleball as a junior because of Anna Lee. No. Like, I feel like actually when it comes to juniors, nobody actually cares. I feel like we all just care about.
So did you not start playing pickleball because of Annalie? Honestly.
No.
Okay. I mean, was that not a motivating factor for you?
No.
You said, well, the best women's player in the world is my age. Like.
No.
No. Okay. No. Okay.
I don't.
Sorry.
So that's an interesting question, though. Like, you may not have started playing because of Annalie, but did it help you believe that it's possible? That you could be young and be on the pro tour. Like, I think she does help there. Maybe it's not the, oh, I see this 16-year-old that's number one.
There was also another 16 or 17-year-old that Vivi knew well.
I get that. Come on now. I'm saying, and we don't have to use Vivi as an example.
Yeah.
You may not have started because of Annalie, but the more junior players you see at that level, and Annalie is the highest rated junior player right now. She's 16.
No. She's not only the highest rated junior player, but she's also the highest rated player point blank period.
100% agree. So to a junior, that makes it seem like it's possible. The more you see competitively playing under the age of 18, you think, wow, maybe if I do put the time and effort, this is something that I can achieve.
I agree.
You know how when people want to do sports like, I guess, ballet and tennis and golf? Yeah. This is like the same thing. Annalie has been playing since she was 11 or 12. And I didn't start playing until I was 14. So I knew that it's a completely different story when you've been playing pickleball since you were a little girl and then when you're like a teenager. Like, it's a very big difference. So I know that. It doesn't make me like, oh, well, she's my age because, like, she's the best and she's my age, but she's also been playing a lot longer than me. So I know that I can't compare us. Like, I don't like to compare myself to players that I know have been in, like, doing this for longer than me. Mm-hmm. Even if, I don't know if she played tennis when she was even younger, but, like, when I know that somebody's been playing tennis since they were 4 or 5, then I have no reason to try and compare myself. But that's also just personal. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is personal. I think the more, and I think that pickleball recognizes that. The pickleball organizations recognize that if you want to get junior players, you have to highlight junior players. Now, I agree that they've heavily highlighted Annalie.
Yeah.
Like, and there are a lot of junior players that are very skilled, and they're building out their own social platforms mm-hmm. and don't have the backing that somebody like Annalie does.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say she hasn't earned it. She's a good player. She's a great athlete. I mean, she. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take anything away from her on that. I just don't love her. Like, I don't know what it is about her.
Yeah.
I don't hate her. I don't love her. I wish that there was somebody who was more competitive with
yeah.
her.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I definitely don't hate her. Can't hate on what she's doing. Like mm-hmm. what she's achieved, as easy as it may look when you watch it, like there's so much work put in behind all those triple crowns. Like it's gotta be, I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm sure like how much time she puts in the gym, on the court, with, you know, whatever, you know, mental doctor she has, like, just to, because she's young. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, she's,
yeah.
you know, she's a young woman
I'm
that
interested.
Has a lot of growing to do. And, yeah. like, what, you know, who knows what she's like when she's 18? Like, is she still playing? Like, do you get bored?
That's exactly what mm-hmm. I think is that she's 16 years old, maybe coming on 17 now.
Yeah.
I think that her runway is owned by her. And mm-hmm. Are you really going to play pickleball for the next 20, right. 30 years?
Right.
And you know what else that we're kind of forgetting?
What?
Is her mom is Leanne, and she was a senior pro or just a normal pro before Annalie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little nepotism going on. Always. Yeah. Of course, when you're the child of a professional anything, there's going to be nepotism involved. And I think that really did get her started.
Well, why do we say, well, there's a network already there.
Yeah.
Nepotism means that you were given a leg up over anybody else. Annalie wins. She wins. She goes on the court and she wins. I don't care who she plays. She wins. She's lost very little. The time she has lost have been a little traumatic.
Yeah.
Right? Like she's so used to winning that losing for her is traumatic, right?
Yeah.
But I think the connections were there because of who her mom is, and I think her mom's probably a heck of a businesswoman.
Well, her mom and Annalie, like in the early like 12, 13-year-olds of Annalie, like they played together. It wasn't like Annalie's here, she wants to play with Simone. No, it was like, you're playing with me, and we're going to go out, and we're going to win nationals. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then we're going to go out the next year and win almost everything. And, you know, I mean, I don't think it was given to Annalie. I think that her mom worked with her and said, okay, if you want to do this, like, me and you are going to do it together. You're not going to get a leg up on everybody. You're going to have to earn it, and you're going to have to earn it with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that that's true. So we're at 35 minutes, and we've talked a lot about Annalie.
No sorries.
I'm like, but is there anyone else we're throwing in the hat of like
players we don't like?
Players we don't like. And this was not scripted. We were talking about people that we did like. But
yeah, we're supposed to make some predictions too. Yeah, huh?
The predictions. Do we want to move to predictions? Or
thank you guys for listening to segment 2 of our episode. Be sure to share your opinion on who we said were our least favorite players on platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Also, be on the lookout for drop 3 from this episode, which is going to be our predictions, where we tell you what we think is going to happen with pro players in 2024.